leader.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday, returning from a week's adjournment, which the Māori Affairs Select Committee used to hear submissions on two treaty claim settlement bills. On Thursday, the committee went to the Waipapa A'iwi Mahaka Marae in Hawke's Bay for submissions on the Ngāti Pāhuira treaty claim settlement bill. It gives effect to a deed of settlement entered into by the Crown and Ngāti Pāhuira in December last year, and in which both parties agreed to a final settlement of that iwi's historical claims. The claims of Ngāti Pāhuira relate primarily to the failure of the Crown to ensure that the iwi kept enough land for its future needs during land confiscations that began in the 1850s. Then on Friday, the committee travelled further north to Rahui Marae in Tikitiki, East Cape. It heard submissions there on the Ngāti Porou Claim Settlement Bill, which, similar to the Ngāti Pāhuira Bill, gives effect to a settlement agreed upon by the Crown and Ngāti Porou also in December of last year, and also giving final settlement of the iwi's historical claims. The bill acknowledges the cultural significance for Ngāti Porou of certain conservation lands and provides for a relationship between Ngāti Porou and the Department of Conservation. Both the Ngāti Porou and the Ngāti Pāhuira settlement bills are due to be reported back from the Māori Affairs Committee by August the 30th. Back in Wellington, the committee rooms were all quiet after a fairly busy time the week before, in which, as Rhys Lyon reports, the Law and Order Committee heard submissions on a bill affecting the importation of air guns.
One submission came from the Mountain Safety Council's representative, Mike Spray.
The low price and cheap plastic construction of soft air guns gives them the illusion of a safe toy version of a real firearm. However, they are dangerous and can cause serious injuries if handled unsafely.
Mr. Spray presented statistics showing the danger posed by air guns.
From 2002 to 2009, there were 605 accident compensation corporation claims for injuries caused by soft air guns. Now, these were injuries which generated an ACC claim, and there was significant harm caused to the claimant.
But opposition to the bill came from the Sports Industry Association's representative, Pat Williams.
What about the pieces of equipment used by criminals for intimidation purposes, such as softball bats and golf clubs, etc.? When used for intimidation purpose, a golf club stops being a golf club and becomes a weapon. And the same can be said of baseball bats that also become a weapon. We just wondered if the similarity to real pistols is sufficient reason to ban the import of air pistols.
The Arms, Military-Style, Semi-Automatic Firearms and Import Controls Amendment Bill is due to be reported back by August the 8th.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Now, for a look at the week ahead, here's the Acting Leader of the House, Simon Power.
When the House resumes on Tuesday, 5 July, the Government intends to make further progress on the New Zealand Security Intelligence Service Amendment Bill, Crimes Amendment Bill No. 3, the Courts and Criminal Matters Bill, and other bills on the order paper. Mr. Speaker, Wednesday, 6 July, is scheduled to be a Members' Day.
Note the emphasis that Simon Power put on the word scheduled. Could that mean that the government's planning to advance its own bills on Wednesday, perhaps by putting the House under urgency? And that was one of two questions that occurred to Mr. Power's opposite number, the Shadow Leader of the House, Labour's Rick Barker.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask the Acting Leader of the House if it's his intention to use urgency in the first or second week of the next session. And second question is, I note on the order paper that the Acting Shadow of the Acting Leader of the House has 10 bills on the order paper in his name. I was wondering if any particular attention was going to be given to those bills to ensure that his desk is clear before the end of the legislative year.
The Honourable Simon Power.
Mr. Speaker, in respect of the second question the member asks, the Minister of Justice and Minister of Commerce are confident that the Acting Leader of the House will have his bills in mind when determining the legislative agenda for the rest of the year. But in relation to the first part of the question, it's very early days.
So we'll just have to wait and see. If there is a Members' Day, the focus will be on the opposition and its epic filibuster, dragging out debates on local and private bills to prevent the House resuming debate on the ACT Party's bill to end compulsory membership of student unions, which has been bogged down in its committee stage since it was last discussed back in March. At the moment, it's stuck in a queue behind a private bill, the Royal Society of New Zealand Amendment Bill, which is about halfway through its committee stage and on the current rate of progress could take up all the time available on Wednesday. Before that, though, members are due back in the Chamber at 2 on Tuesday afternoon for question time. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.